It's time to meet the weatherman, Pat Pagano. Well, Pat, the National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for our area last night. The winter weather advisory was for maybe an inch of snow and maybe some sleet and freezing rain. So this morning there is literally a dusting of snow on the ground. And we do have school closing. I won't say closing. We have delayed openings this morning. Delayed openings.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hate to sound like an old curmudgeon, okay? I really do. But by the national, if the National Weather Service hadn't issued a winter weather advisory,
right?
I'm telling you, those buses would be on the roads this morning, because it's just, it really is a dusting. It's not even a quarter of an inch of snow.
Right.
So I don't know why they issued these warnings so far in advance.
They have to. They're required to. They are required to. What can I tell you? I don't know. Did you read my Facebook page?
I didn't see a what.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a second. This warm front has already moved across the region.
Yeah, no, our temperature's up 2 degrees in the last hour.
Yeah, and, you know, we should continue to climb at least into the low 40s. At least that's what I see. And that will mean some light rain or drizzle. That's about it. Some light rain or drizzle. And it's really, I don't know, what time did they put that advisory in? Till like 4 o'clock this afternoon?
I think it's in effect now till 1 o'clock. It was in effect from 3 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Okay, so terrible then. Let's go through the rest of the forecast. So this is a warm front. It is going through the area. And once the warm front goes through the area, then, you know, you're just left basically with a little bit of drizzle. That should probably do it. Just a little bit of drizzle today. And as I said, temperatures in the low 40s. Tonight, a cold front will approach, but it's going to be so mild, so ahead of it, we have no problem. We still have showers, rain showers tonight. And I don't see a problem, with any freezing or anything like that. So that's a good thing. And now we have a cold front that will cause rain showers tonight. And then tomorrow, as the cold air behind it comes in, rain showers change over to snow showers. So if there's going to be any kind of a problem tomorrow, it'll be for late afternoon drive in that morning. Temps tomorrow will be in the mid-40s and then drop. Now, you'll see that Thursday will be colder and windy. Mid-30s, partly cloudy. Friday, mid-20s for the high. Sunny and brisk. So the cold air does continue to increase as we go into late week. Now, I know what you're going to ask me. What about the weekend and what about that storm?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Okay, back on Saturday, when I took a look at the European model was forecasting a lot of snow for us on Sunday, this coming Sunday. But after Sunday, the European backed off. And every run, it's been saying no. The America models, or at least the one big America model, the GFS, has been on back and forth. Yep, we're getting snow. No, we're not. Yes, we're getting. No, we're not. Well, unfortunately, folks, the American model is being affected by the government shutdown.
Yeah.
Because not all the data is going into the models. Why is that? There are balloons that go up every day called radiosondes that take the measurements of the atmosphere, bring the data back, goes into the computer models, and that's how we get our stuff. Well, those balloons are filled with helium. Helium costs money. As a result of the government cutback, has been axed and will only be used if needed.
Well, it's needed. You got a potential snowstorm.
Don't tell me. Write your president.
I'm going to get in trouble, so I won't say anything.
Nothing to do with it.
Here's how bizarre it is, Pat. We have to file reports every 90 days about what we're doing, and we have a 10-day window to file them. And the government set up this big electronic site so we could do it. Guess what?
You can't do it because of the shutdown.
That's exactly right. Can't do it because of the shutdown.
So what will happen?
Well, they're telling us once the shutdown's over, we'll have like a certain amount of time. Well, that's not fair. Let's say someone goes away, a program director goes away on vacation, and the shutdown ends. Right. If you don't get these things in right on time, it's a $5,000 to $10,000 fine.
Holy Christmas.
So, you know, and you know what? It's just plain crazy. All these things, what you just imagine this, folks. You can't get accurate weather forecasting throughout this country during the shutdown because all the information that goes to all the meteorologists, and meteorologists, they interpret everything their own way. They have their own systems. But still, the real basic needed information is not getting to meteorologists properly.
Probably.
That's just absurd. Mm-hmm. That's absurd.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah.
So what's your gut feeling about the storm, though?
You know, I don't have a good feeling. I guess, you know, when something happens like this, I could always go toward my maps and look at my maps, the long-range maps, and see what I was thinking for this weekend, which is the 12th and the 13th. And the interesting thing is I show a storm for that period, but I show it off the southeast Atlantic coast. I show a little bit of rain and snow over us, but the majority of the storm to our south, and that's what the Euro is saying. So right now, I'll go along with the Euro and say that, you know, if we get anything at all, it's just going to be light stuff.
All right. Well,
I mean, that could change. It's only Tuesday, and of course, that could change big time. So we'll be watching that. But I did want to bring one thing up to you. The Golden Globes.
Okay.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Did you notice that A Star Is Born did not get Best Picture?
The song got an award, but that's about it.
That's it. I mean, I've watched so many critics, and I've talked to so many people, and everybody just telling me, you know, you're crazy. Okay. Well, usually what happens at the Golden Globes pretty much follows at the Oscars. It usually sets the stage for what is going to happen at the Oscars. And of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, which I didn't get to see, won Best Picture. And I think he won Best Actor too. I want to see that. I definitely want to see that. But I'm kind of glad that, I shouldn't say that, but I am happy that A Star Is Born did not get it because I didn't think it deserved it.
That movie has been done so many different times.
Times, yeah.
And it's been done disappointingly so many different times since the original one.
Since the original one, I mean, a lot of people, you know, will frown and say, you know, so I think Judy, you know, nobody can come close to Judy Garland. They'll frown. Like, in other words, yeah, Judy Garland has been, blah, blah, blah. She's still, you know, in my opinion, one of the greatest singers and actors or actresses of all time.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Nope. And I think, you know, when she did the movie, it was phenomenal. And it got all sorts of awards. And so did she. And that justly deserved. You know, you got to take these movies and you have to leave them alone. Especially the, you know, the classics. Like A Star Is Born. The Wizard of Oz. I mean, nobody will ever come close to remaking The Wizard of Oz. I mean, Michael Jackson and Diana Ross did, you know, The Wiz. Didn't come close. Did not even come close. I think a few years back, they tried again. It's never, ever going to come close. Leave the classics alone.
First of all, political correctness would never allow the movie to be made because of the Munchkins. Right. Never allow it to be made again.
Again.
And you can't take a movie like that. It's like, what's the Clark Gable? I don't give it, frankly,
Gone with, Gone with the Wind.
I don't care how many times you redo it. It's not going to be the same. There's certain movies that just are the ones that have to be.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. So, well, anyway. Well, I'm looking forward to see that one about the black pianist that movie. That's won a lot of awards already. Oh gosh, how could I forget it? The guy, he's got the tough white guy driver that drives him through the South.
I
want to see that movie. That movie looks so good. And that did win some Golden Globe Awards.
Okay.
So, but I forget. Once again, I forget the name of it because I've been watching The Sopranos all week long. I have. Well, we're up to season 5 now.
Good for you.
Yeah, up to season 5.
Good for you, Marshall.
I love it. I love it. I loved it back then. And you know what? I love it every bit as much now.
See that?
It's what a groundbreaking. Did you watch it, right?
I watched some of it, not all of it.
It was a groundbreaking television experience.
Right.
The things they did then, they're now doing now. So anyway. All right, Pat, we'll keep our eye on this light snow, and we'll keep our eye on the weekend, and in between that, you'll keep us filled in.
I sure will, and you have a good day.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.